Support for this public radio podcast comes from Progressive, serving customers since 1937. Service and rate information available at progressive.com or from local independent agents.
It's a continuation. I mean, the fact that I made a sequel to an old album, Night & Day 2, doesn't mean to me that I've gone backwards. I think that always to go forwards, you need to take things from the past and bring them forward into the future.
Joe Jackson may draw from the past in his songs, but he's managed to stay eclectic and imaginative throughout his career, whether it's the new album Rain or looking back to 2000 and Night & Day 2. This is Take 5, supported by Rough Guides, smart guides for smart people. Hi, Rita Houston here. Joe Jackson cites the Beatles and Beethoven as two major influences in his musical upbringing. And it's an appropriate pair considering Joe's own work bridges the pop and classical worlds, among many others. He's been doing it for 3 decades, too, and even recalls the groundbreaking Look Sharp days on a new album called Rain. But in 2000, he was looking sharp and looking back with a sequel to the album Night & Day and the book A Cure for Gravity, A Musical Pilgrimage. So during an FUV show that year, I asked Joe Jackson about the challenges of a life in art and whether he saw any of his own childhood in the inspired but stifled character, Billy Elliot.
I can relate to that. I mean, I was a 12-year-old kid in a rough naval port town, walking around with a violin case, you know, which didn't endear me to the local skinheads. I never really wanted to be a ballerina. Although, I mean, anything was better than basically playing sports. That's how I started in music, to escape from sports, because any time I tried to play sports, I would get beaten up. So I joined a violin class, purely because it took place in instead of sports. And that's where it all started.
We are tired of all the darkness in our lives. Leave the TV and the radio behind. Don't you wonder what we'll find?
What are the nuts and bolts for you of gathering, of accumulating the songs? Is it something where there's a journal and then the journal leads to songs?
No, it's not very organized at all. I'm really completely disorganized. I don't really have a system or a method or anything like that. Once I sort of go into any kind of creative mode of trying to write something, I just sort of don't know what happens, honestly. It's a complete mystery to me. Ideas kind of accumulate, and I start to see, oh, this fits with this, and this fits with that, and it's sort of like putting a big jigsaw puzzle together. And, you know, I might start from one corner, or I might start in the middle. It always varies. I find it very difficult to talk about the actual creative process, because I think that it's a very mysterious thing.
At a bar on 43rd at 1:45, met my friend the Chinese Elvis and hoisted a few. Talks like Mickey Mouse and sees with X-ray eyes. Lives in a cardboard house. I almost gave him the prize till you came along. Thanks for opening my eyes. Things you do, right or wrong, it should come as no surprise when you. There's always somebody stranger than you. Stranger than you.
Joe Jackson with a version of Stranger Than You, recorded during a concert for FUV members back in 2000. You can hear the complete interview and performance on the web at WFUV.org.
Take Take 5 is supported by Rough Guides. Information at roughguides.com. Smart guides for smart people.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from Acura, featuring the 286-horsepower TL Type S with a solar sensing climate control system. Learn more at Acura.com.